We're continuing Pesachim Daf Kuf from the day's Tosas. Yedayin lo yatsa hu v'chayvin nevarech v'bateihem borei pragaf en mishum shinui makom. Aval mashma im kidesh bebeito al shulchano shuv en tzich levarech al yayin tocha suda. Agav de savar ish kiddush lo mkom suda v'lo sheyach kiddush la suda. So Tosas lines it up. If there's kiddush lo mkom suda, that means that kiddush is associated with the suda. Is this what we would have said from the Rashbam? We understood from the Rashbam that the question here is the Shinui Makom a Hefzik? Tosus is saying, meaning, Kiddush, Shalom Makom Suda, consists of, they have to say Bor Pri Hagafen at home because of Shinui Makom, because that's a Hefzik. But Tosus now is taking the other part, meaning there was a question, are they Yotze Yain or the Yotze Kiddush? Tosus says, even if there were Yotze Kiddush, yeah? What would happen according to Tosfos? If I made a Borei Pri Hagafen before the Suda, or if I made a Shehakol Nibidvaru before the Suda, does that cover my Shehakol within the Suda? I eat a piece of chocolate before the Suda. Now I have the meal, and in the middle of the meal, I have to make another shehakol. I get another piece of chocolate. A neighbor comes in with a drink I didn't have when I made a motzi. Okay, so that's a bad example. So Tosus is saying now that at first glance, the only way that the Kiddush is going to pater the things within the meal is if the Kiddush is connected to the meal. So a bracha that's disjointed from the meal does not pater what's in the meal. Yes? Yeah?
In the example,
Rashi's sheet is you have to make a shahakal on a cup of water in a meal, okay?
In a meal?
Yeah. So Shulchan Aruch says we're choshesh for Rashi's sheet, and Mehadrin make a shahakal on a cup of water before the meal. Shulchan Aruch. Rashi's sheet is the amotzi only paters things that are tufel to the bread. A cup of water is not tufel to the bread. So according to Rashi, you want to drink a cup of water in the meal, you have to make another shahakal, right? So now, if I took a half a glass of water before the meal and I made a shahakol, is that glass of water tufel to the meal? No. Is that part of the meal? No. Tosus was coming off of the assumption that the only reason my borei pri hagafen before the seuda paters what's in the seuda is because it's connected to the seuda. And I'm saying, wait a second, is that what we would have said if not for Tosus? We have to notice where Tosus is coming from. Yeah? Onward. Even so, says Tosus, your bor pri hagafen before the suda paters what's in the suda. He doesn't tell us why. Says Tosus, it will come out of Chiddush. If you made Avdallah, went straight from Avdallah into Suda Revi'it, technically your Avdallah has nothing to do with your Suda Revi'it. Nonetheless, your Bor Pri Hagafen of Avdallah should pater everything you're drinking in the meal. I could have argued that ordinarily Avdallah is a standalone. My Bori Pri Hagafen before the Suda. It could be connected to the meal, it could not be connected. But my Avdallah, well, if there's Avdallah Shalom Mokum Suda, then Lechora, my Avdallah, I'm not thinking of the Suda, my Avdallah. I could have said that, saying I could have seen a difference if not for Tosus. So the truth is, we're glossing over a sugya and brachos. But okay, we'll leave it glossed for now. You have a good point. Good point. Say that.
והאחר יש לדחות להיכנמים עוד לא פתח אלא אם כן רוצה לשתות לפני המזון אבל תוך המזון לא פתח אותו סוסס but The truth is that I have no raya for that first point I made. It could be that you do not pater the wine within the meal with your boyfriend oven before the meal. So he says, okay, from this sugya you don't have a raya, but from brachas you have a raya. Did not. ריח על יין שלפני המזון, פתר את יין של אחר מזון, פירוש, שהיו רגילים לשתות אחר הסעודה לפני ברכת המזון. So you made a bori pri agafen on the wine before the meal. You were pottering the wine that's after the meal. What's the wine that's after the meal? After their meals, they'd have a drink before benching. Mashma.
They have a drink before benching. They haven't benched yet.
But they finished the meal. They cleared the table.
It's not considered part of the meal, but even though they haven't done
משמה, דקול שכן שפותר היין שבתוך המזון, שלא בא אלא לשכרות אכילה לשרות אכילה שבמאה. So the wine in the meal, yeah, for sure you're potted that, because that's to, so you digest better. ואפילו למען דאמרתם בגמרא, יין שבתוך המזון, לא פותר יין שלאחר המזון. היינו משום דאין יין שבא לשרות פותר את היין הבא לשתות. טוב, I want to take you guys for a walk. We're not going to finish this Tosfos, but Tosfos is giving us a few important הגדרות, so I want to leave Tosfos for a minute, just so we have an appreciation of what we're seeing here a little bit, okay? Okay. We're going to see later on in Arvei Pesachim, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to see the sugya of Chamar Medina. That when they didn't have wine, so they'd make Kiddush, they'd make Abdallah on Chamar Medina, on the local beverage. And from there we have Halacha, that when necessary you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Kiddush, Abdallah. What constitutes Chamar Medina? Can Coca-Cola constitute Chamar Medina? Can a cup of tea constitute Chamar Medina? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva where Rav Moshe says cola, he says soda, but he means soda by American terminology, I think, which includes cola and all the sodas, doesn't constitute Chamar Medina, because Chamar Medina is a hush of a drink that you bring out of chashivas to a guest, that a guest would feel uncomfortable denying with the excuse, I'm not thirsty. Because you don't drink it only because you're thirsty. Like wine.
Like a fruit beverage.
Like wine. Wait. So Rav Moshe says, he doesn't think that Coca-Cola, he doesn't think that soda should be used as Chamar Medina, because people drink that because they're thirsty. You know, you aren't mechabit a guest to the point where the guest feels like he can say, you know, I just drank, I'm not thirsty, when you offer him that. Wine you offer him, he feels like, it's not a question of I'm thirsty or not, it's a hush of a drink. So you offer me a cup of wine, I have to drink a lechayim.
Beer is fine now, no?
Beer, the Gemara says, is fine.
People, I think, drink beer because they're thirsty.
Today. But in the Gemara's time, I guess, beer. Oh. So I don't understand this tshuva of Rav Moshe. Aside from the fact that here in Eretz Yisrael, things are different. They are mechabed you with a cup of Coke. I came to my landlord, a different landlord, 8 years ago, and he took out a drink. And either he or his wife took out a drink, and the other one came into the room and said, you have a hush of a guest, you have to mechabed them. And they went to the fridge and they took out a bottle of Coke. And my mind was, boing, you see Rav Moshe here, nice to show it's a hush of a drink. And the way they spoke about it, you take a bottle of Coke because you have a hush of a guest, it was very obvious that I couldn't say, no, I'm not thirsty. It was, I'm not giving it to you because it's thirsty, I'm giving it to you out of chashivas. Sfardi host, okay? Yeah. Sfardi balabai.
I agree. Every kid had the same experience where cola is a big deal.
Cola is a big deal, right?
But they get every little kid gets into school now. I think
for the super drink, they get in school. Litz Paz, they get in school. No.
Coca-Cola, you pay another 3 shekels. It's not the 3.5 shekel for this bottle, it's 6.5 shekel. for Coca-Cola.
Much more expensive. Seven and a half is cold. So nine.
Right. Yeah. Coca-Cola is much more chashev here. So, okay, let's leave Eretz Yisrael, because we'll say he wasn't talking about the Metzius. But who told Rav Moshe this? I always wondered. Who said wine isn't drank for thirst? Here you see Tosa says the wine was drunk. There's wine lishtos. There's wine lishtos esa ochel. I don't know. You know, and you're saying beer we drink because we're thirsty. I don't drink beer. I'm saying, yeah, but these terminologies that
you think of chashivas. When you think beer, you think of some guys not the most chashiv bunch.
I thought so, but my brothers educated me, and they told me that today in the business world, when they go out for a beer and they cut $1 million deals over a beer, that beer is a hush of a beer.
But wine is the only drink that doesn't quench your thirst. It doesn't even look like it's quenching your thirst.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Anyone who's so thirsty doesn't grab a bottle of wine. They grab a bottle of Coke or water, juice, something.
I don't know. When everyone's thirsty in the summer and I make kiddush with wine, everyone's gulping it down. They have no problem with it. I'm just saying, my point was, when Tosus uses these terminologies, we have to realize that the terms of Tosus are going to have halachic relevance. This idea of, do you drink wine, lishtos, lishros esa ochel, it's not only as a tafel to the meal, it's also an understanding of wine, which is important, because we live in a different world than they did. Meaning, I was told by one of my rabbeim, actually an MTJ, that in ancient times they couldn't keep things. They didn't have refrigeration. So the only thing they had other than water was generally wine. If you wanted something other than water, it was wine. There was nothing else. And that's why they kept getting drunk in their meals and stuff. Because if you wanted something with more taste, all you had was wine.
Right, I heard this too.
And what a Yemenite friend of mine told me is that when they'd watered down their wine, what they were doing is they made it into petel. You take a third wine and two-thirds water, and then you end up with something that's not so alcoholic but has a flavor.
So you can drink three times as much.
You could drink much more, yeah. So, meaning the halacha says our wine wasn't like their wine. He told me that in his house, when he makes kiddush, he does one-third wine, two-thirds water, and he has his petel that way. I don't know if he does it for kiddush or stam during the meal, but I was shocked when he said that. I said, no, doesn't it say our stuff is diluted? He said, no, diluted my foot. I make a petel like my father did, like my grandfather did. That's what we did with wine. We diluted it like that, and that's how we drank it. So I'm just saying, back to our tosis, this terminology in Tosis of Lishtot and Lishot et ha'ochel is very important. Yeah? Okay.